This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People are intrigued by the idea of Seth Payne as a heel. I am too.
I like this concept of cheap heat.
Yeah.
Where you said one of our listeners said to introduce me to the concept of cheap heat, where you basically just insult the city that you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think you'd be excellent at that.
That's the old Andy Kaufman thing, right? When he was like, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's cheap heat, yes.
We're just wrestling women in general. that's a good form of cheap heat, yeah.
Andy Kaufman was walking heat back in the day, yes. All right, mock draft injection time. Let's do this here. This is Josh Edwards, CBS Sports. A 7-round mock draft. We are 6 days away from night one of the draft. We are, we're 6 days away from Thursday night. We're a week away from day two. And he does a 7-rounder here. We'll go through a few of these picks. There is one in particular in the third round. The Texans have 2 third-round picks that's very interesting to me. But first, let's start with the first round pick, 25th overall, with the 25th overall pick in the Josh Edwards CBS Sports 7-round mock draft. The Houston Texans select Gray Zabel, offensive lineman, North Dakota State University. Seth, for the second straight day, we have our mock draft expert. Yesterday was John Harris, live on the air with us, taking Gray Zabel. And now we've got Josh Edwards taking Gray Zabel, when, admittedly, a lot of the big-time offensive linemen have flown off the board already, including the two that Daniel Jeremiah said the Texans for sure want to take, which is Tyler Booker and Kelvin Banks Jr.
Yeah, and I think that at 25, I know that Caserio swears by gar that we don't draft for need. Sometimes it conveniently works out that a position of need also happens to have one of the best available players at that point. When you just do the exercise of going through various mock drafts, it's hard, like, regardless of whether the person's accurate or not. It's rare that you find the Texans sitting at 25 without a notable name at offensive guard or offensive tackle that's right there.
Yeah.
Whether it's Tyler Booker or Gray Zabel or Donovan Jackson, just at the guard position, if you're looking at Donovan Jackson as a guard. And likewise with the tackles, there's usually a pretty appetizing name there. So if what you need is an offensive lineman and you want to take the best player available, I think this is the kind of year where it feels like it's going to work out.
Yeah, I think so too. And interior offensive linemen tend to drift to that back end of the first round as opposed to the upper part anyways, as a position.
So Gray Zabel, my reservations about him are mostly just the same that I think that Caserio and other GMs do from small school guys. You just haven't seen the body of work of him going versus big stud dudes the way you have when somebody plays at a big school. So he showed a lot of promise at the Senior Bowl, but it's still a really small body of work. That's where I just feel like knowing and seeing the way Nick has operated the last few years, that if it comes down to maybe, let's say it's Tyler Booker or Gray Zabel, and they're both available right there, I feel like Nick just feels better about the body of work of Tyler Booker.
Yeah.
I mean, he might very much see the upside in Gray Zabel, but he's just more comfortable with Tyler Booker.
Could totally see that. By the way, have you noticed that the one thing that you and I were nervous about a month or so ago as the combine was getting ready to take place, Kenneth Grant testing through the roof and winding up a top 10 or 12 pick, he is sitting there still at 25 in a lot of these mock drafts.
Well, and you know, that was a really interesting thing John said yesterday that we didn't get a chance to circle back to. And I might have to have him on my live stream this week. John just kind of casually said, well, you know, you never know when he might get upset and decide to leave in the middle of practice. And I'm like,
Was. I think he was talking about Walter Nolan.
You said Walter Nolan. Oh, okay. No.
I said
Charles Grant.
No. Hang on. Slow down. I was just talking about Kenneth Grant from Michigan just now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow I heard. I'm sorry. I was thinking defensive tackles and I heard Walter Nolan.
No. I was talking about Kenneth Grant. You love Kenneth Grant. And remember going into the combine, we were worried that Kenneth Grant was going to go from intriguing prospect to specimen that tested through the roof on the 40 and things like that.
So Walter Nolan, disregard to everybody. I wasn't talking about Kenneth Grant. I was talking about Walter Nolan.
Yeah. But Kenneth Grant is still sitting there in a lot of these drafts.
That caught my ear. Yeah, the big thing was Kenneth Grant. And this is why, again, I try as much as possible to defer to guys like John Harris. I mean, people that have access to the All-22 and watch the entire season of some of these guys, the question about Kenneth Grant a lot is that he seems to run hot and cold, that it's not as consistent. He got better this last year from the previous year. So it's not, he doesn't have as glistening a resume and a track record. I like the upside of Kenneth Grant. Mm-hmm. I think that he looks more athletic on film than how he tested at the combine. So that's an intriguing one. I feel like he still might be a big wild card, that he might show up in the first round earlier than a lot of people expect right
He's
now.
He's still there in this draft, which is why I brought him up. Would you rather have Gray Zabel or Kenneth Grant if you were the general manager?
I'd rather right now, and I'm a fan who doesn't draft best player available, I want Gray Zabel.
Yeah.
I think all the same upside for Kenneth Grant is there for Gray Zabel. I think by offensive line standards, the stuff at the Senior Bowl especially really showed that, man, he moves his feet really, really well and has a good feel for body positioning and everything in a way that you can't teach that. If a guy doesn't have good feet, lots of guys are going in the first round where there's kind of questions about just whether they're athletic enough to have the footwork they need. I don't worry about that with Gray Zabel. I think he's just got a special level of fluidity to him.
All right, with the 58th pick, we don't need to – okay, we'll do it. Darius Alexander, defensive tackle, Toledo. 79th overall, Dylan Sampson, running back, Tennessee, who John Harris had the Texans taking yesterday with the 89th overall selection. Now, Ben, give me the sounder here. This is an interesting one. With the 89th overall pick in the Josh Edwards CBS Sports mock draft, the Houston Texans select Isaiah Bond, wide receiver, Texas. And for those who aren't up to speed on the Isaiah Bond story, Isaiah Bond has been accused by a woman in Texas of sexual assault. Now, Isaiah Bond, and this is very recent, he's lawyered up now, and lawyers for Isaiah Bond have filed a lawsuit against this woman who they say made false statements to the Frisco, Texas Police Department. Bond turned himself in last week on an outstanding sexual assault warrant, and he was released after a $25,000 bond. Bond's lawyers say,
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sexual encounter with the woman, unnamed in the suit, was consensual. The lawsuit asked for economic damages and a civil trial. Bond's agent, Damian Butler, sent an email to all 32 NFL teams with the first page of the lawsuit attached, writing that Bond, quote, is completely innocent of the allegations levied against him and will fight to clear his name, end quote. Bond went on social media and said the accusations were patently false. So he is denying these charges, and to the extent where he's got lawyers and he's countersuing this woman, or he's suing this woman. I don't know if she's filed a lawsuit. He got arrested. So this is a criminal issue that he's turned into a civil issue against her. I guess my overall question here, Seth, is the Texans in this mock draft have not yet taken a wide receiver. Do you think the Texans have the appetite for this off-field, you know, fairly high-profile off-field stuff going on with Isaiah Bond at pick 89?
I think it's one of those things where you got to look into it really aggressively and try to figure out if there's something that's very clear that, okay, this is extortion or something like that. Like, if they can find that, okay, this is almost definitely bogus,
yeah.
Hypothetically, I have zero clue about exactly, you know. Then I think, yeah, it might be an opportunity. It might be. Lyle Collins? When Lyle Collins emerged as a person of interest in a homicide, the offensive tackle, the Cowboys ended up drafting him.
Did they draft him or sign him? I think they got him as an unrestricted.
They gave him the same deal that he would.
I think that's what it was. I think he was. I'll check, but go ahead. Continue with the story.
So that was a weird one because it happened right before the draft. He wasn't even a suspect or anything, but it scared the hell out of a lot of people.
Yeah, he was a good player. He's thought to be like a first-round talent.
Right. My thought at the time was, and I advocated this for the Texans, just because you draft a guy doesn't mean you have to sign him to your team.
Yes.
And I felt like as soon as he dropped below his position, go ahead and draft him. Obviously do your research and everything because you want to find out is there something to this? Turned out there was nothing to it.
Yeah.
He had nothing to do with it at all. I felt like that was a situation where some teams were more scared off by a potential negative PR hit.
For sure.
Yeah, and I felt like, man, you don't have to pay him a cent and figure out what the risk-reward is here and just draft the guy if you feel like there's a good chance that he's not involved in it.
He went undrafted in 2015, so all 32 teams passed on him the whole draft, and he wasn't even accused of anything.
You know what happened after was his agent had told teams, hey, if you draft us past a certain round, we're not signing. So they kind of...
Yeah, they may poison the waters a little
bit.
Yeah,
I think there are a lot of teams that had the idea I just had.
Yeah.
But that his agent, who I think his agent also later admitted that it was a bluff, but said that we're not going to sign if you draft
him. Yeah, I was doing day three of the draft that week, and I remember saying the Texans should draft him. You know, use one of these six-round picks you have. You can draft a guy you're probably going to cut, or you can draft Lael Collins, who might not – he may actually be in trouble. Nobody's advocating murder by drafting Lael Collins in that situation.
No, and he doesn't ever have to be an employee of your team.
That's right.
You know, like, all you've done is drafted the rights to sign him if it doesn't turn out that he's a murderer, which he was not.
He ended up not being. Ended up playing in the league for a long, long time. Absolutely.
So Isaiah Bond, not to make light of the accusations, obviously, he's a guy that – If you can do the research and dig in, and I'm guessing there's a whole bunch of draft day type scenarios with NFL teams right now, like where they're as unrealistic as the scenario in Draft Day, the movie was, where the Browns had the 7th overall pick and they trade for the number 1 overall pick and then decide to start researching the guy they would draft number 1 overall. I think this is actually kind of a realistic scenario where teams are saying, all right, we really got to dig in and figure out this situation because there might be an opportunity here if he is completely innocent.
If I had to guess, they're already doing it. You know, they need a wide receiver, and they've got picks in that range. And now he's supposed to go higher than 89, and you're right.
Right,
this might be a chance to get a small win on the margins there. All right, I wound up in a bit of a YouTube wormhole yesterday, and somehow the Will Anderson trade wound up. The YouTube of the sequence of the Will Anderson trade wound up, and I watched it, and I'm like, I think people want to relive this. This might have been the pivotal moment in why the Texans are a relevant, good football team again. And there's so many little morsels in this thing that are great. We're going to do that. We'll do five reasons I hate you for the Warriors coming up in about 30 minutes. Stay there.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.